You have battled addiction yourself, a very personal passion for you. And what's interesting about that, and what some I think may find surprising, you alluded to this, I think, in an answer before, but you came from a fantastic family, right? And you were a bit of an overachiever as a youth.
Yeah. So I've been on staff at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge for 6.5 years. But my relationship with the program started June 2nd of 2008, after a 3-year addiction to alcohol and prescription pills and a 10-year battle with depression and self-harm. And I grew up in a great home. I was taught right from wrong. I knew the negative effects of drugs and alcohol, so I stayed away from it. I actually didn't use until after I was 21. But when I was 15, I really struggled with my identity. I struggled with depression, and it went undiagnosed, and I started hurting myself. I started with self-harm, and that was my first addiction. And there was a lot of shame associated with that, to where I wasn't comfortable talking to people about it. And so I just held on to it. I suppressed it. And I finished high school at 16. I graduated college at 18. I went on to a successful career in the restaurant industry. But there was just this hole that I was trying to fill with my work, with relationships, with, eventually I started to try to fill it with alcohol. And for me, really quickly, things got out of hand, to where I started experimenting with other drugs like marijuana, prescription pills. And in a short period of time, really, my life completely unraveled, and I just about lost everything. I really still struggled with depression. I had 3 suicide attempts, and eventually it came to the point where I'd tried a few treatments, but I still wasn't willing to give up complete control. And through the prayers of my mother and through the way Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge is set up, and that they really accept just about everybody into the program. Over 90% of our residents pay no out-of-pocket cost. I had the chance to come into the program and was completely transformed. And now I'll be celebrating 8 years of sobriety in a few months. And it's really, I'm extremely passionate about it. And the biggest thing is I want people to know that they're not alone, and that it's okay to struggle. And it's okay to ask for help.
Wow. Well, congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great story. Was there a moment, you talked a bit about the role that your family played in getting you to a Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, but was there a moment where they really confronted you about this, and did they actually throw you out of the house?
They did. Yeah. For me, that was kind of the crossroads. So after I lost my job, I had moved back in with them and kind of went back and forth, and, just countless, empty promises. I'm going to get clean. I'm going to stop drinking. And they would think I did, but I was lying and I'd get caught. And eventually the last time I moved in, my parents looked at me and said, okay, you can come and live with us one last time, but these are the expectations. And if you don't meet them, you can't stay here. And they actually had an application for Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. They had wanted me to go there. And they said, in order to come back and live with us, you need to fill out this application so that if you do drink or if you do relapse, we will send it in. And so that's what happened. I got caught a few days later, and I went and I left the house, and I had my car, and I was going to sleep in my car. And 2 days later, I got a call from Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge because my parents had sent in my application, and they accepted me in. And at first, it was kind of like, well, I'll do this for a place to stay. But then I really had the opportunity to see other people's lives that had been transformed, and that really motivated me.